listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So,
so Jan, still having problem with his mic?
Yeah, his mic's not working, so I just suggested
No. Oh, you're there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yay!
It is working. All right.
It sounds shit.
Well, okay, so that's going to be on the podcast, I guess.
Hey, it could be titled, my mic's working, but it sounds shit. There you go. Excellent.
Shit mic, shit podcast. Okay, so everyone's ready. We can start the thing.
Yeah?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so do I play host, or is it okay?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Simon and Jan, you decide. You're the head on show, so you decide.
I'm feeling lazy today.
All right. Okay, Jan. Yes. Begrudgingly. All right. Okay, so hello everyone, welcome to this special, we could call it, episode of the MTF podcast. I'm your host, Patrick. And we have, this is another international cooperation today. We are doing the quiz, end of season quiz, if you like. And today with us, we have Ed from the North American WhatsApp group. Hi, Ed.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No problem. You're quite welcome. We also have Maria, who's muted right now. Say hi.
Hi. I know how to work this thing. Last time, same thing, Patrick.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm just giving you shit. All right. We have Simon with a very squeaky and loud metal bottle. All good, Simon?
All right. It's full of vodka. It's okay. So.
That's all right. That's all right. That's how we roll around here. It is chaos.
It certainly is.
We stumble and still fall on our feet somehow. And we have.
We try. We fail. We win. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's a perfect.
Or in my case, I fall over and have a huge great bump on my head.
Well, some people call it parkour. So you know.
Yeah. That may have happened to some members of the North America group when the team was in Florida over the winter. So,
oh my God, that has to be, it should be an episode in itself at some point, because it was impressive how neglected the fans were. From what I heard, you were there, right?
No, I couldn't. My son, I wish I could have if. My son was, that would have been January, so like 5 months old. Okay. So yeah, I was not ready to go.
Yeah.
I wish, but yeah, I think it just kind of showed some of the disorganization of the club, but that's entirely another story.
Yeah, another kettle of fish. And we have Jan as well, muted Jan. Say hi. Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah, welcome back into the real world.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Never mind. That's all right. I forgot. My fault entirely. Ed, for the quiz, you would need some pen and paper, possible.
I can go get that. I gotta get my coffee too, anyway.
Okay. So we have about the same number of questions as last time. About a little more than half is specific to Hertha, and should be as for the difficulty, I couldn't tell you. I think it's a bit easier than last time.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
You won last time, Maria. So
yeah, but only at the end because of those player questions. But the other things, I had not much knowledge.
Well, you're in luck because we have the same section at the end today.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm Googling everything.
No.
You're gonna have to be super fast if you do that. If you try. All right.
I have no knowledge about anything, so everybody's pretty safe. So.
Oh, right. We'll mail
like
you.
Last time we write stuff down, or?
Yes. Last time, yeah. The last time you were there, last time? You don't remember?
I'm asking, like last time.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Yeah, and the answer is yes, please. Write it down. All right. So, okay. So I guess we are ready to start. Yep. All good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got paper.
You got coffee as well?
Yes, I do.
Good to go.
It's time for my latte. So.
Perfect. All right. So first question worth 5 points. There will be 4 questions, 5 points total. Okay. Question number one. Only one player has scored a goal in the Bundesliga in every calendar year between 2006 and 2020. Who is it? Only one player has scored a goal in the Bundesliga in every calendar year between 06 and 2020. Who is it for 1 point?
I think I know. I think I got that one.
All right.
I think they said it on the highlights.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah, that's something that would be... And of course, you wouldn't know it if they mentioned during the games, because you didn't watch the games, Jan. All right. Okay. Question two. This is in two parts, okay? 2A. For half a point for each answer, I want you to name me 5 clubs that Kevin Prince Boateng has played for. 5 clubs, half a point each, 2.5 maximum. All right.
You said Kevin Prince, correct?
Yes, Kevin Prince Boateng. And I think I even have a sound effect for the...
Give me 5 clubs George Boateng has played for. Question for you.
I have no idea. 5 clubs Kevin Prince Boateng has played for.
Half a point. Four. Man.
Half a point each. 2.5.
You know, it's really bad if you need five answers for half a point. Jeez.
Each?
it would make no difference to me.
All right. So, question 2B. It is related for half a point again. How many clubs has Kevin Prince Boateng played for total? How many? For half
99.
A point? I can tell you that's not it. I can give you that much of a hint.
Well, I just made a complete guess. I have absolutely no clue.
Are you saying lower or higher than 99?
I think it's higher.
Don't spoil it. All right, so how many clubs total for half a point? Okay, so question 3. Manuel Neuer has kept at least one clean sheet against every Bundesliga team, first division, he has ever played against. I want you to tell me how many teams in total does that make? So he's been playing for a long time and you have, you know, teams going up and down. So that's more than the usual 19 in opponents.
Thank you for explaining that, Patrick.
I'm just filling dead airtime here. Just trying to help you or give you a few seconds.
Are you mansplaining again?
Maybe, but not on purpose. Okay, so that's the end of section one. 5 points total. I'll give the answer at the very end, and then you will be honest, I hope, and give me your totals. Okay.
I'll say now, 0.
Okay, section two. I think it's 6 years ago, 6 years and 2 weeks ago, maybe, that we experienced the most brilliant sports memory in the last few years. It was the semifinal of the World Cup, Germany 7, Brazil 1. All right. So Germany 7, Brazil 1. I have 5 questions about that game. All right. Question 4 total. Question 4, what was the score at halftime? Final score was 7-1. What was the score at halftime? Question 5, at Okay, at which minute of the game Germany scored its first goal? You don't have to tell me the exact minute. You can go plus or minus one. So if you think the answer is 20, and if in fact the answer is 20, I will accept 19, 20, or 21. All right, so it's plus or minus one. At which minute Germany scored its first goal? All right, question six. In how many minutes did Germany score four goals? Germany scored four goals at one point in the game. You know, it ended 7-1, so yes. In how many minutes did they do that in the game? Again, plus or minus one. All right, am I making sense?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to do horribly on these.
But this was such
it's a random number time.
Yeah, that's essentially.
Okay, so question. Oh, we're gonna have a few more numbers later. Don't worry. Question seven: who scored Brazil's only goal? Who scored the lone goal for Brazil?
Only one name for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's not much of a hint, but that's fine. All right. So, who scored the only Brazil goal? Question eight: which city was the game played in? Which city was the game played in? All right.
I hate you.
Well, I'm the only. You know, I'm trying to think of good questions, so you know I do what I can. Okay, so that's second section, worth 5 points. That was section two. So now we are focusing on Hertha. Section three, questions on about Hertha. Okay, so that should be less painful, hopefully. Question nine, which no, Simon. Simon is smirking.
I did say I know nothing.
That's all right. Okay, so question nine. I'm going to try to jog your memory here. Which teams did Hertha play against in this season's DFB Pokal? There are three teams, 1 point each. So 3 points total.
Does so, Dorfverein count?
Sorry?
Does Dorfverein count? Or do you want more specific?
Oh, God. Yeah. Yes. More specific, please. Okay. So, yeah. Three answers, 1 point each, 3 points total.
I'm forgetting one of them. I got two of the three. Man.
Yeah. The first one is not easy. I had to look it up because I had forgotten.
See, that's the one that was the easiest for me.
I only know the one I went to. Okay. Oh no, I went to two. Yeah, I remember the other one.
Okay, good. Good. All right. So, question 10 for 1 point. Along with that's a difficult one. I'll admit. Along with Hertha, which team was promoted to the Erste Bundesliga in 2012-2013? Oh. So, who was promoted along with Hertha in 2012-2013? All right, for 1 point. Question.
You know, I still remember all the words to, what was it? Ich weiß nicht wieso, doch ich bin immer dabei. What's the name of the song? Immer dabei.
Hertha und Schulle.
Hertha und Schulle, yeah. I still remember all the words to that.
But that was the first year we were in the second league, I think. No, we're talking about the second promotion.
The second promotion, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have known the team that we went up with the first promotion, but the second I'm not sure about.
It's not Düsseldorf.
No.
No, it's not.
No. No, it's not.
No, the first one was Augsburg.
Yeah.
That's what I have.
Yeah, no, we yeah,
so I helped you. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, no, that was 2011. I'm pretty sure about that.
Wasn't Luhukai in charge of Augsburg
yeah.
then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings us to question 11, actually. Who coached the most games at Hertha in all competitions? Was it Lucien Favre or Jos Luukay? Between the two of them. Who coached the most games with Hertha in all competitions? Favre or Luukay? You have 50% of the chance of getting it right. So
that's better odds than I normally have. So.
Well, did anybody... There was an interview that got shared around that Lucien turned down the chance to sign Perisic and... I can't remember who the other one, but somebody else that was really, really ended up being great.
Wasn't it Alexandre Pato?
Yes, that's who it was.
I mean, that guy turned out to be almost nothing. Yeah, he got injured all the time. But for a little while, he was something special.
Never heard of him. Who's that?
He did...
was in AC Milan for a while. Mm-hmm. Then China, I think. Brazilian. He was Brazilian. He played for the national team a few times as well, I think. But yeah, he got too many injuries and it...
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was at Chelsea too.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Who wasn't?
All right, so question 12. This is worth 2 points because I had to look it up because I didn't remember at all. Since 2009, three managers only coached one game. Caretakers, there were three of them since 2009. Name me one of them for 2 points. I know that's
one
really...
Team, huh?
Only one. Only one of the three. So, yeah, since 2009, three managers only coached one game for Hertha. Name me one of them. That's, yeah. There is a reason why I gave 2 points for that one, because...
In any competition?
I didn't double-check that, but yeah, let's say, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, like training 5-on-5 doesn't count, but let's say in official competitions. Okay, so...
I have Klinsmann.
He coached more than one game, so that doesn't count. Only one game. Once. Okay, question 13. Who is the oldest player ever to score for Hertha in the Bundesliga? Who is the oldest player ever to score for Hertha in the Bundesliga? For 1 point. All right. Next question. Question 14. Which player scored the most goals ever against Hertha in the entire history of the world? You can go back to 1900, whenever. Which player scored the most goals ever against Hertha? For 1 point.
Always a player who left the club.
Or who never played for them.
That has to be more recent, since we weren't in the Bundesliga back in the 60s. And
yes, we were.
Well, no.
A founding member.
Yeah. No, that's no bad. We were more 60, up and down.
63 onwards. So.
Yeah.
I mean, we did go down pretty quickly, but yeah. But we were there.
Yes, we were.
Didn't hang around, but we turned up.
Well, the club was founded in 1892, so that gives you 130 years almost of stuff to look into. All right, so more numbers. We have more numbers. Question 15. Arne Meyer has worn three different numbers for the first team. I need two of them.
I'm not even sure about his current number.
Actually,
that's the only one I know.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna give you gonna do you a solid. Only give me one number. If it's his current number, that's fine.
I think I know what his current number is, but now that I've said that,
I think my daughter got his card for her birthday in the mail.
And now you're gonna cheat in front of us.
Oh. I know. Please turn the camera off and don't mention it.
You know. Have some decency in your cheating, you know.
It's not even here. It's all Kalu.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Cool. All right. So question 16. Speaking of 16, Javairo de Rossun has worn number 16 since 2018, 2019. Who wore that number before him?
Scheiße.
Who wore number 16 before de Rossun? It wasn't some no name. You will go, when I tell you, I'm pretty sure. Who wore number 16 before de Rossun? And before telling me, Jan, that you hate me, you were the one who asked for more Erta questions. And yeah, that's what you're getting. Okay, question 17. Which number did Maximilian Mittelstädt wear before number 17? He had a different number before that. Which one was it? So question 17, which number did Mittelstädt wear before number 17? That's not easy. I had no idea until I looked it up.
Totally easy.
All right, so question 18. Who was the most expensive player sold? Who is the most expensive player sold by Hertha, not bought, sold by Hertha, and to which club? This is 1 point, and I need both the name and the club.
As of today.
Yes, as of today.
As of today.
The sold, most expensive player sold by Hertha. Mm-hmm. All right, I need the club and the name. That's question 18. Question 19. Who was the most expensive before that guy? You guys know that one. I am positive, you know.
The one before was the name and the number?
The name and the club. I don't care about the number. Okay. I need the name and the club for the current most expensive. And the previous most expensive as well. The number, the name, and the club he was sold to. So that's questions 18 and 19. All right? Everyone's okay?
Not okay, but yeah.
If blank space is okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. As long as you understood the question, that's what matters. Okay. Question 20. That's another difficult one. Sorry.
Which the others weren't difficult.
which team was Dodi Lukebakio bought from? Oh. For 1 point.
So English isn't enough?
I'm sorry?
English isn't enough?
He's not helping.
Yeah, I'm not helping, sorry. So which team was Dodi Lukebakio bought from?
Not the team he
bought from. Right? No, who is he bought from? Not who he played for before us. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah.
And that's the tricky part. Okay, so that section, the Hertha section, was 15 points. So we are now to the section. Name that player. Your favorite section, Maria. So Ed, did you listen to the previous quiz?
I don't think I did. I meant to, and then work was crazy and I forgot to.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, how it works is I will give the career path of a player. I will give them the club and the years, mm-hmm. and I will go chronologically. And the first person who answers gets it. Okay, you don't write it down this time. It's the fastest who gets it.
All right, have to shout our names first again?
Yes.
Like last time?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no confusion. That's exactly
what I was going to say. Say your name so I can know who said it first. All right? Makes sense? Yep?
Yes.
All clear? Okay. So, first
I'm
player.
Still here if I go quiet.
That's okay. Okay, so there are 5 players total. 1 point for each, so that section is 5 points. Okay, so player one, from 2006 to 2010, Stuttgart. Oh, sorry, and all of them played in the Bundesliga at some point. Okay, there wasn't any like bullshit from the first fourth division in Finland or something. All of them played in the Bundesliga at some point. Okay. Yes, except for one. Okay, 06 to 10, 2006 to 2010, Stuttgart. 2010 to 2015, Real Madrid. Okay, Stuttgart.
Oh my God. Yes.
And since 2015, Juventus.
Sami Khedira, Ed.
Yes. That's it. 1 point. 1 point for
his name. No point.
I said it at the end.
Yeah. He's not Sami Khedira. Don't take that.
But
I would have a lot more money if I were Sami Khedira.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done. Good work. So that's one.
Should have known that. Yeah. Wasn't that hard, actually. I blanked.
The thing is, he hasn't played much in Juventus, so it was easy to forget about him.
Yeah.
All right, so next player, as Simon's bottle makes another appearance.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Cheers.
Prost.
Prost. Okay, so player number two. So question 22. 1995 to 1997, Chemnitsa FC.
Maria.
Yeah.
Michael Ballack.
Yeah, correct.
That's like the only that's the only famous player from my hometown, so I know that.
Actually,
you're from Chemnitz?
Oh, well, Jordan Torunariga is also from there, so I guess he's he was born there because
Chemnitz.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't go there. No, but Torunariga's dad played there, I think, and that's why he was born there. Yeah.
I remember you saying in the past that it was Ballack that started your interest in football.
Sort of. I mean, he was part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day.
Yeah, when he was at Leverkusen. Yeah.
Did they end up going bust? I know they were in. They're on the verge of going bankrupt.
Yeah, I think they're all sort of all right now. They just got relegated from the third to the fourth division again. Yeah. They're always going back and forth. So I'm not really sure how they're doing. I'm not following it that closely.
Yeah.
Of course, in that region, in the third and fourth divisions, most clubs have problems, money problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I lived in Leipzig, so I got to see all of the fun.
Yeah.
But see, it's fun in the fourth division. It's the old East German top league now.
Basically,
with our reserves.
Yeah, I when I thought of Ballack and I looked it up and saw Chemnitsa, I was like, it's probably going to be easy for you that one. But there you go. Well,
after that, Kaiserslautern, Leverkusen, Bayern, Chelsea, or something.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah, there you go. And then 2 more years at Leverkusen, and then that was it in 2012. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, so question 23. That's the third player. 1994 to 2010. Real Madrid.
Raul. Ed. Yeah. Ed Raul.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. 2010 to 2012, Schalke.
Schalke, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And then 12 to 14, Al Sadd. And 14, 15, New York
Cosmos. New York Cosmos.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In the second division here in the U.S.
Yes.
With Marco Senna as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. But I remember the New York Cosmos in its first life in the NASL with they had Kinaglia and Pele and someone else. Yeah, it was
that Carlos Alberto.
Oh, that's possible.
Defender. Yeah.
I was 10, you know, 9 or 10. All right, so question 24. Okay. 2007, 2007, 2008, Bayern. 2008 to 2010, Duisburg.
Oh, Maria.
Yep.
Sandro Wagner.
Yep, that's correct. That's it. Well done.
Boo. He's boo.
Yeah, then 2010, 12, Bremen. 12 to 15, Hertha.
Tianjin.
Yes, that's right now. That's it. Then after then, Darmstadt, Hoffenheim, back to Bayern, and then Tianjin, Teda. I'm gonna quote Full Metal Jacket. I didn't know they could stack shit that high. Wagner, I was not a fan. Not a fan. Okay, so question 25 and the last one. 1988 to 1998, Schalke. 1998-1999, AC Milan. 1999-2003, Borussia Dortmund. 2003-2008, Arsenal. 2008-2010, Stuttgart. And 2011, back to Arsenal for one game.
Crickets.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm a bit surprised. I'm going to read it again. There's no way you don't know that one. All right. 88 to 98, Schalke. 98-99, AC Milan. 99-2003, Borussia Dortmund. 2003-2008, Arsenal. 2008-2010, Stuttgart. Oh, you're gonna hate yourself when I tell you. Yeah. And 2011, one game back to Arsenal. No idea? No clue? None.
No.
I'm gonna hate myself for missing this one, but I've got nothing.
Think of the Invincibles, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Think of a new kind of a latest high-level employee for Hertha.
Anna?
Nope.
Lehmann?
Yes! Jens Lehmann!
Oh.
And Ed, I took a screenshot of you hitting yourself. It was too good.
I should have known that one. I wasn't even thinking goalkeepers.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that was part of the twist, because I think it was the first keeper that I ever named. So yeah, there you go. Yeah. So do we go back and see the find out the answers?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Do we have to?
Okay, so question one.
Ibišević.
Yes, that's correct. Stealing my thunder, yes.
Okay.
I thought it was Claudio Pizarro.
Me too. Well, I thought one of the two. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I thought Ibišević started 1 or 2 years later. That's what I thought, but yeah.
Well, they mentioned
because he was with Aachen
after the break when he scored a goal. They said, "Oh, he scored in every year since."
I remember that now. Yeah,
but Pizarro played 2 seasons at Chelsea.
Ah, okay.
I know he did, but for some reason I thought he was. I thought it was only 1 year. I thought he was on loan. He came back.
Still could have done.
Yeah,
did.
Yeah, no, but it. Ham.
And Lewandowski arrived in the Bundesliga only in 2009, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because that could have been another decent answer. So yeah, Ibišević. There you go. So, well done, Jan. You're in the lead.
No, you're not.
Huh?
Did Maria get it?
No. I had Pizarro. No, I wasn't sure between the two, and I chose the wrong one.
Yeah. You're the only one who got it, I think. Okay, so question 2A. Name 5 clubs Kevin Prince-Boateng has played for. I'm going to give them to you. I'm going to give you the list, and then you can check them as you got them. All right, so Hertha, of course. Tottenham Hotspur. Borussia Dortmund, Portsmouth, AC Milan, Schalke, Las Palmas in Spain, Frankfurt, Sassuolo, Barcelona, 4 games for Barcelona.
That's right, yeah.
Fiorentina, and right now, Besiktas.
I had 3.
That's right.
So no points.
If you have three, you have 1.5. It was half a point each for 2.5.
Oh, yes, okay. I got two.
So yeah, that's so you got two, so that's 1 point.
I thought you played for Mallorca, but I wrote down six.
So how many did you get?
Five.
Oh, nice. Well done. Simon, should I ask or?
I wouldn't. I did that's say, right. Before doing this, I know nothing at all.
That's okay. Honestly, if you asked me before I looked it up, I would have had Milan and Hertha for sure.
At Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. That's the three I had. Hertha, yeah. Milan and Frankfurt. Okay. But yeah, of course, Dortmund, Schalke, yeah, I should have known. But
I had Sassuolo and Portsmouth, but I forgot Spurs, I forgot Dortmund, I forgot Schalke, I forgot Barcelona.
you had Sassuolo?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had the nerd answers, but not the obvious.
Yeah, I know.
Well done. Yeah. So that's a total of 12 teams.
Oh, I had to...
Yes!
Nice!
That was a complete guess.
2B is 12, the answer. All right, so question three. Manuel Neuer has kept at least one clean sheet against every Erste Bundesliga team he has ever played against. How many teams in total? For 1 point, that is 35.
At 27.
Me too. 26.
I had to double check.
Totally guessed 24. I had no idea.
Yeah, I
pulled the number out of a hat.
That's what we all did, Simon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea it would be that many. But yeah, 35. Okay, so total 5 points for that section. Section two, 2014 semifinal. Question four, what was the score at
5-0.
5-0, yes.
I thought it was 4.
No, it was 5, and then I think they wanted to let them get away, and then Schürrle came in, and he didn't get the message. And
Probably must have been in the bathroom when Löw told them to ease up a little bit. Question 5. At which minute Germany scored its first goal? It was Thomas Müller, mm-hmm. and the 11th. Minute.
Oh, got 13 then.
It was close. So 9, 10, no, sorry. 10, 11, or 12 would have been good. So question 6. In how many minutes did Germany score 4 goals?
6.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Yep, 6. That's it. Exactly. So like 5.
23
six.
To 29 or something like that? Or
yeah, I think that's it. Okay, so question 7. Who scored Brazil's only goal?
Did.
That's it.
Nope.
Oscar.
Fred.
I wrote down Oscar. Oscar?
Yeah, it was Oscar.
Yep. Yeah. At the
that's 1 point?
Yes, at the 90th.
90th, yeah. Yes. It was right at the end.
I crossed out Oscar.
Because Fred didn't do shit in that game. The heat map for Fred was only in the center zone, because he would be the one kicking off after every goal. That's the only time. Really, it was the only time he touched the ball in the entire game, I think. He didn't, like, maybe one pass completed in the entire game. No interception, no tackles, nothing. He was like a ghost that game. So, well done. Question 8. Which city was the game played in?
I have Belo Horizonte. I don't
that's
know.
It?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's got it. Yeah. I think that's right, yeah.
That's
right, Rio.
In Brazilian Portuguese, it's like Belo Horizonte.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce
it. It sounds horrible, but yeah, there you go. Good answer. Well done.
1 point each?
1 point for Belo and 1 point for Horizonte.
I mean, for the questions about the Brazilian.
Okay, so 1 point for the city and 1 point for Oscar, the previous question as well. Okay, so that's 5 points for that section. Moving on to Hertha. Question 9. Which teams did Hertha play against in this season's Pokal?
I have Dresden Bayern. And Schalke.
Yeah, that's what I had, Dresden and Schalke.
The first one, I don't remember. That small club, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, the first one is VfB Eichstätt.
Oh, yeah, right.
So Dorfverein in a way done, I guess.
So that's 1 point each?
Yes.
Pop or?
Yeah. One each. Three maximum, so 1 point each. Okay, so question 10. Along with Hertha, which team was promoted in 2012-13? Any idea?
Paderborn?
Nope.
I have Hannover. Or second guess Braunschweig, but I'm not sure.
Braunschweig.
Damn it. Why was it my second guess? Damn.
Eintracht Braunschweig. Mm. There you go. That was difficult. I mean that was a tough one. Okay, question 11. Who coached the most games at Hertha in all competitions? Lucien Favre or Jos Luukay? It was
all competitions. Fuck.
No, I said it at least twice.
He when did,
I
said yeah. The
question. so it was Favre. I saw that.
I still got it wrong.
Yeah, I still got it wrong.
But it was close.
Question wrong, got it right.
94-92.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I was really surprised, so that's why I decided to include that one. Okay, so question 12. Since 2009, three managers have been caretakers and coached only one game. Name one of them for 2 points.
I have Riedmeier as well. I'm not sure. Was it only one game?
I should have gone with him, but I thought he coached for more than one.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it's the only name I could come up with, so I guess I'm lucky that I...
There was Carsten Heine.
Oh, yep.
Rainer Wittmeier and René Tretschok.
Oh, René. I had Seca, but I don't think he ever... He clearly did not. He's just the reserves. I should have gotten a new Rainer.
Well, I mean, I'm not... my research is not bulletproof, so I might be wrong, but that's
what that's
you're bad quiz master. You have to say I'm always right. I'm the quiz master. I'm right, so don't say stuff like that.
You're right, actually. Okay, so question 13. Who is the oldest player ever to score for Hertha in the Bundesliga?
Wrote down Ibišević. I have no idea. No.
That's Levjan Kobiashvili.
Yeah,
he was 36 years old, seven months, about 9 months older than Ibišević.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, he's a politician now in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's like the Minister of Sport or something like that.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Question 14. Which player scored the most goals ever against Hertha? Any idea?
Müller or something like that.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Just think, but most goals ever, it was Gerd Müller. Gerd Müller.
I should have put that. I thought about that, and I just wrote Miroslav Klose because I just couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
anything.
I had Lewandowski. I don't know.
that's both are good guesses. He scored 19.
Both have scored quite a few.
Yeah, 19 goals in 20 games. Wow. Almost one goal a game, almost.
Wow.
All right, so question 15. Arne Meyer has worn three different numbers for the first team. I need one of them.
23?
Got this one, I know. 23.
Yeah. I used to have 32.
First, I thought I didn't know it, but then it came to me at 23. But what are the other ones?
32.
33.
I took down 23. It's good.
And the only 20. One is 20. The other one is 26.
26. Is that 1 point?
Yes, 1 point. Okay, so question 16. Dilrosun has won number 16 since 2018-19. Who wore it before him for 1 point?
Shiba?
Yes. Shiba. Yes.
Shiba.
Shiba. Question 17. Which number did Mittelstädt wear before number 17?
34.
Yes, that's it. 34.
I said at 37. But it's
33.
Two times 17 equals 34. Yeah. That's probably why he chose that. I have no idea. All right. So question 18. Who was the most expensive player sold by Hertha and to which club? So that's 1 point for both answers. It's
did
either.
He go to Italy?
I'm sorry.
Valen.
Did he go to Italy?
Lazaro. Yeah.
Yeah, Lazaro to Inter.
Inter. Yes, exactly.
Then
Inter? Really? Oh, I wrote down Milan. Oh, come on. Yeah. So no points then if I don't have it both.
Well, actually, I don't remember now, but I think I changed my mind. So half a point for each answer.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's go with that. For 24.6 million. Okay, so before Lazaro, who was the most expensive?
Brooks Wolfsburg.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's.
I had Joshua Boateng.
Remember, has paid 12 million for
what? What's that?
ASV paid 12 million for Lazoga.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh my God, they did. That's right.
Yeah, that was a good piece of business for Hertha. So yeah, that was Brooks, John Anthony Brooks to Wolfsburg for 18.7. So that was 3 years ago now, I think.
Longer.
Yeah, I think it was after the 15. Was it? No, it was later than that.
It was the same year that Shelbred was bought, and they wanted to put him into the mix, but Hertha refused. So they paid 12, and then they got him for, I don't know, 2 something. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that brings us to question 20. Which team was Dodi Lukebakio bought from?
Watford.
Watford, yes.
Everyone knows it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Well, I don't know anything.
He only played one game for Watford, but he played most of the previous season in Düsseldorf. But he was a property of Watford. So yeah, that section was 15 points total. Question 20 was worth 1 point. That brings us to a grand total of 30 points. So what do
I have? 14.
14.
I'm not going to say. I am not.
All right.
14.
At 11 and a half.
Jan, you got 14 as well. Right?
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, hang on. No. Oh, how many points was the Kevin Prince question?
That was half a point for each club and another half a point for the number of clubs. So
I get 2.5. Shit. Hang on. Okay. Give me half an hour.
Yeah. So, Ed, you got 11.5?
And a half, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Jan is deep in his thoughts, muted as well, probably counting out loud. The tension is unbearable. So,
okay. It looks like 16.5.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So if I got 5 clubs, right, I get 2.5 points.
Yeah, that's 2.5.
Yes.
Okay, and then I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, 11, shit.
What are you doing?
Who knows? So...
Oh, jeez. it's not that hard.
I'll just make up a number, Jan. Yeah.
But Ed, did you count the 2 points you got at the end for the players you guessed?
No, I did not. So that put me at 13 and a half.
Yeah, see. Oh. That's still half.
Still not enough. Yeah.
Half a point less than mine.
Very close.
Yeah.
So we don't know how much.
But Jan, I don't think Jan beat us. He's not that smart.
Fourteen point five, and goodbye to Maria. Have a nice life.
Okay, that's really close. Yeah,
14.5. All right.
Wow.
All right. So well done.
And Simon doesn't want to tell.
it's too embarrassing.
Okay.
Yeah. I did say that I know nothing really.
But I think we should send someone over to Jan's house and count that stuff because he's not. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Just hold it up to the screen, Jan, and we'll count it for you.
What is...
Have you got a calculator out there, Jan? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, my God. This is excellent podcasting, by the way.
I can count my score on one hand. Actually, one finger.
Okay, so are we done now, or is Jan still counting? I'm not sure about this.
Well, Jan's counting. What do you think of the new shirts?
Oh yeah, that I wanted to ask that actually. So yeah, please go.
Well, we haven't seen them officially yet, right? Or have
they? No, I don't think so. I saw somebody tweeting about.
They're at the mall.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it's not official from the club yet. I mean, they didn't present them.
No.
Yeah, but
no Teddy.
Yeah.
Hey.
In general, I don't really care much about how the jerseys look. If they're blue and white, that's fine. So,
that's a good start.
Yeah, but I think what will happen this summer again that we get to buy them without a sponsor for a time because they don't know the new sponsor yet.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's always a good thing in my book.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Yeah.
So I will probably buy one or two of those just to have it without a sponsor.
€90.
Yeah, I know. So probably just one.
Yeah. I think the away looks really nice.
Ed, you've got to buy one, surely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ed, to add to your collection.
Does he always? Yeah. Okay. You have a lot?
No, I have like 120 some.
Oh my God.
this is over 20 years of collecting. So, I got to order something anyway for my son because he's about to grow out of his little onesie or whatever. So what they take away in that, I pay in shipping. So it all evens out in the end.
I thought the away one was quite interesting. The one, I think, Patrick, I like it. You said it was like the the Ubon seats.
A little bit, yeah.
but actually JT on the WhatsApp group said it was more like a shit Jackson Pollock, and I think I really agree with that.
he only had two colors left and forgot to go to the store, and then he only had two colors.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but I gotta admit it is growing on me a little bit. Like, I hated it the first time I saw it, but now I'm kind of not hating it anymore, but I don't know if it's gonna get any more than that.
I have to see it live, growing like in a store.
Me. Yeah.
So. You know that they're gonna play almost every game that's not a home game in their third kit, because both ones are blue.
Yeah, they're
too close to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like Celtic a couple of years ago had three different shirts and every single one of them was green. Every single one of them.
Okay.
That helps.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't like the black stripe on the home. It makes it look like a weird shadow. It's growing on me. It just looks very 90s.
Yeah, and I don't, like, I got the impression that they were trying too hard for that one. You know, that black stripe was not really needed. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but it's difficult. Every year they have to change something and it's always the same vertical stripes. And so sometimes they're thinner, sometimes they're wider, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. Hard to do something different. I wouldn't need anything different, but of course they want to do because of the marketing.
Right.
Yeah. But they want to sell new jerseys, so they have to change something.
I would be really curious to see the numbers for their jersey sales. Like, you know, does it really make a big difference from one season to another?
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I just know that the pink one was very much in demand. And it's the best selling ever.
What's the third one like?
You don't know?
We haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I haven't seen it. So.
It's going to be pink. Oh, my word.
Yeah. I don't care what it looks like. I mean,
3 hours ago, Kicker announced that Hertha announced that they split with TD.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's...
Yeah.
I knew it last night already, but I know someone there who, yeah, okay. get
your shirt, now's the time.
I don't think anybody's going to be crying into their beer over that one. So.
No. Yeah. But I
don't know.
I usually don't like any sponsor, so it's good to buy them now.
I thought the bet at home was bad. But Tady, that looks... I mean, I don't like having a betting company on the shirt, but that Tady one looks so awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
cheap. At least, like with Deutsche Bahn, what I liked about it, the logo fit well with the rest of the shirt, and Deutsche Bahn is like one of the symbols of, Germany, basically. So
I never minded. Deutsche Bahn's fine. No, it's fine. No problem.
I agree.
But now, what they want, Amazon or Tesla or whatever it was.
I don't know if there's any truth to that, to those rumors. Just fans.
But someone posted a concept shirt of a Tesla.
I saw it.
I thought it looked really nice.
That was the first time I ever saw that Tesla logo. I had no idea what it looked like. I'm really not interested in that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I don't like car companies. I don't like beer. I don't like airlines. There's lots of stuff I don't want to see on our shirt, but...
That doesn't leave much, right?
In the end, it doesn't really matter. I will always hate it. So, yeah.
Deutsche Bahn and Deutsche Telekom is already with Bayern. So,
as long as it's not a betting company, I'll be happy. I just don't want betting companies.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
On Twitter, like with the stadium, I saw somebody had taken a shirt and they'd sort of photoshopped on Dildo King.
I would like that, to be honest.
that would be the talk of the town for sure.
It would be very Berlin.
Yes. Yeah. Anything goes in Berlin. That's true. And by the way, Jan, sorry, I cannot make sense of your score sheet. I cannot confirm or deny that you got higher. However many points you got, I'll take your word for it, 14.5. But
seriously, this is a leak from the shop, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some employee.
Yeah, talk about
it. Happens all the time.
Employee loyalty at an all-time low.
I just find it weird that stuff like jerseys leak, like it's that important.
It happens every year though, doesn't it?
I know. It's so unimportant. I don't know. I don't get it.
And you get a full analysis, like, oh, okay, no, I don't like the stripe on the collar.
But I'm one of the people that analyzes them like that.
Yeah, okay. Whoops. You go ahead and do that.
But I still think it's still absurd that it's every single year. I mean, I remember when I was a kid where it would be every 3 years, every 2 years, and that's a lot. I mean, God, in the U.S., it's starting to change. But like for the NFL here, you have to wear a jersey for 5 years before you can change it.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You have to. It's
you
like
have to,
a rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I love dysfunction, I'm a fan of the Cleveland Browns. And so they had these horrible new uniforms and the fans hated them immediately. But because of the rules, they had to wear them for 5 seasons. So now we're back to looking what we always look like.
Okay.
So that makes sense, I guess, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, being a Hertha fan, that's only logical. We like suffering. Arsenal, you know.
It was me trolling you about Arsenal the other night.
So yeah,
Arsenal at least have recent success.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, it was like Hertha this season. Arsenal might win the FA Cup, but what a ride to get there. You know, it was like peaks and valleys and, you know, insane crazy stuff. All right, so yeah, I guess that covers it, unless we have other things to talk about or
no. Congrats to Jan.
Congrats to
congrats.
That's it.
Is he still with us? Yeah, looking at his phone or?
Sorry, I'm just looking for jerseys.
Okay. Draw your
own. He's not at all. He's still totting up his score, hoping to find another point.
Yeah, probably.
Maria, get your contact at the club to finally get back to the North America group on whether we can get membership cards or if they will ever actually acknowledge any of these.
Yeah, I don't know if he can.
Our club president.
He doesn't really work at the club. That's the thing. He's just on one of the boards.
The language is the problem.
What was that?
Maybe the language is the problem.
No, we've got so many members too that can speak German. Mine's not as good anymore, but
have a few German speakers.
Yeah,
I always thought you were Polish.
That's my descent, but I was born and raised in the U.S.
I always hear Polish tweets and I don't understand a word.
No, that's why, because I follow the extra class, but I always spoke better German than Polish. I was fluent at one point, not anymore.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
No, honestly, nice. I wanted to ask, about that discount thing for the members of the WhatsApp group. Do we know, Ed, you mentioned it, so that reminds me, do we know if there's been any progress with that? Like,
no, they've just never gotten back to the club has never gotten back to the emails. That's just always been the issue, because that's what they did when the club was in Florida. They didn't really respond to anything. I think it's just a lack of communication, because I know we've sent things to them. Johannes sent them a couple of messages too in German and didn't hear much back. So I think it was just the different levels not communicating. And then the woman that we had worked with before was out on leave. And then I think she was furloughed with the current crisis. So,
yeah, I think during the last few months, probably no one really was able to get back to you. But in general, I hate hearing stuff like that when they don't write back or at least let you know what's going on. I don't like that. I mean, I did work at the club at some point, but in a different department, and I always hated that communication. Back then, communication was bad, and it still hasn't changed.
Well, I know a couple of years ago, I had ordered a little pullover from the club, and it didn't show up for probably about 3 months, and the club never responded to emails until eventually they said it got lost and sent another one, and then two of them showed up within a week of each other.
I've had that happen with a different company as well. So yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah.
And then the last time I ordered it was here within like a week. So who knows?
Oh, wow. Who knows indeed. I just saw earlier today that I think they will release the calendar for the next season on August 7th, I think.
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay.
Yep, I'm on Kicker now.
Okay. Do we have any?
They said that.
And like, is there an estimation for the start of next season? Like maybe early September or whatever? Or
I think it was mid-September, wasn't it?
Okay.
I thought. But I don't think we know what the crowd situation is going to be like. Because I know this stuff, they're talking about 3,500, aren't they? Which is nothing.
Well, in Berlin.
I'm reading. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to say in Berlin, I think they said until October 24th, there's not going to be crowds over 5,000. That's what the Senate said months ago. So.
Yeah. That's why the marathon was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it looks like the Super Cup will be on the 30th of September.
Okay.
And that's a Monday. I'm just reading the Kicker article. So assuming my German's good, I'm actually reading it correctly. The last match day will be on the 22nd of May.
Mm-hmm. But they're starting mid-September, the league?
It doesn't say. It says the only thing they know.
What they said.
Oh, 18th. Recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, the 18th of September. Yep. I just scrolled past that in my rush to find the answer.
should be interesting to figure out the, as you said, the crowd situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not for any plans to just let half or part of people in, because that's just unfair. Who's getting in? I mean, exactly. In Berlin, it's not that big of an issue, maybe, because. but I'm thinking of other stadiums, and often, like in, for example, Dortmund or whatever, they have 50,000 season ticket holders or more. I don't even know. So, like, who's getting in and who's not? That's not fair. So I think everyone or no one, you know.
So in Poland, for the end of the season, when they had, I think it was about 20-25% capacity, it was just it was a lottery, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if anything didn't get claimed, then you could buy them.
Because I'm at every home game, sometimes away games if I can. And so I hate that stuff. You know, this kind of thinking, like planning, maybe doing that. I don't like it. You know, I want to be there, or no one can be there, you know.
If I can't be there, then exactly. Yeah.
If I go down, you go down with me.
Yeah.
Everyone gets relegated. That's it.
And also, it just wouldn't be the same if you have, like, because the ultras probably wouldn't like that either. They wouldn't be there, and it's just there would be people would be spaced out, and
you can't imagine a socially distanced Ostberger, can you?
No, how's that gonna work? Exactly. Yeah,
it's just not. It wouldn't.
It would probably be even worse than an empty stadium.
Like, yeah, in a way, yeah.
It would sound like a big cave. You know, it would be horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So on this optimistic note, we'd probably call it an episode.
Actually, there's one last thing that I saw somewhere about Union, because they were talking, or somebody was talking about the first game of the season, the club paying for everybody to get tested.
Yeah.
So
if you were tested before, you can go in.
Yeah.
That's rubbish, I think.
That's just them talking because they need to.
I suspect so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need the money. They need the money from a full stadium.
It wouldn't be practical either, because if you get tested, for example, if the game is a Saturday afternoon, if you get tested on Friday morning, and you go out Friday night, you know, who knows what happens, and then you go to the game, and then you know you're it's a mess. It's a horrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, it may be just it sounds good. It sounds like, you know, the club are sort of, you know, with the fans, and it's, you know, good for their image, perhaps.
I think they're just like grasping at straws. You know, like they did before they said that the first match day that was cancelled. And they still wanted to play their Bayern game against with a full stadium, you know. But everyone was already saying, no, that can't happen. But they were like, yeah, we can do it. So they're always, going like this. I don't know. They're just talking. They can't do it. I'm pretty sure.
It's so they look good, so they can say they can say that they fought and they tried, and they can look good with their fans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They can say that they what's the slogan? They fail, they try, they win.
We try, we fail, we win.
Yeah.
All right. So, we can call it an episode for real.
If you want to.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't mind. I'm gonna try and have another quiz ready for the start of the season.
Don't.
I knew you would approve, Jan.
I will have one for you.
Please. Please. I mean,
you can't even count. No, don't.
0.5.
No, anyway, I would be up for it. Any quiz, that's fine with me. Like, awesome. I would like to do it.
Awesome.
First match is the 19th of September, or 18th.
18th,
according to the official DFL calendar.
Yeah, wie die DFL vor rund zwei Wochen bekannt gab, wird der Ball erst am Freitag, den 18. September, wieder rollen, according to Kicker.
All right, fingers crossed for that.
You can deal with my little bit of German there.
Hopefully everything works out in the end. So, Ed, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And if you want, you're more than welcome to come back for the next quiz.
Well, thank you. That'd be fun. Maybe I can do a little bit better.
You did all right. You definitely did all right. So thank you, Maria.
Thank you for preparing the quiz and for having me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Simon.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Jan.
I wasn't really here.
That's all right. Your company, always appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys, and until next episode, well, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.